I want to talk to you today about the man who lost his religion. There was a time in Israel when a lot of people were into idol worship and had no relationship with the true living God. In these lawless circumstances, people from the tribe of Dan were looking for a place to settle down with their families. They sent out 5 strong men to spy out the land and find a spot, a suitable spot. They ended up staying at Micah's house, where they saw that he had his own priest. Micah appears to have been a wealthy man who had influenced a Levite to become his personal priest. In the book of Judges, chapter 18, verse 3 and 4, we read, "When they were near Micah's house, they recognized the voice of the young Levite. So they turned in there and asked him, 'Who brought you here? What are you doing in this place? Why are you here?' He told them what Micah had done for him and said, 'He has hired me and I am his priest.'" He was hired. In other words, he was paid. Micah also had his own household idols and molded image. In fact, with his priest, he had his own religion. Now, whatever that might have been, it was a form of idol worship. Micah's priest, household idols, and molded image appeared very impressive to the people from the tribe of Dan who were looking for a land to dwell in. In Judges 18, verse 1 and 2, we further read, "In those days, Israel had no king. And in those days, the tribe of the Danites was seeking a place of their own where they might settle, because they had not yet come into an inheritance among the tribes of Israel. So the Danites sent 5 of their leading men from Zorah and Eshtahol to spy out the land and explore it. These men represented all the Danites. They told them, 'Go, explore the land.' So they entered the hill country of Ephraim and came to the house of Micah, where they spent the night. As the head of his household, Micah was responsible for his family's belief. Unfortunately, his relationship with God was not sincere, and he led his family into idolatry. Having fashioned a god and erected a shrine, he hired a priest to carry out priestly duties. However, the hired priest quickly took advantage of another offer from the people of Dan to become their priest. Micah was therefore ruined because he believed in religion and not in a relationship with God." Let us now read from Judges chapter 18, verses 14 to 26. "Then the 5 men who had spied out the land of Laish said to their fellow Danites, 'Do you know that one of these houses has an ephod, some household gods, and an image overlaid with silver? Now you know what to do.' So they turned in there and went to the house of the young Levite at Micah's place and greeted him. The 600 Danites, armed for battle, stood at the entrance of the gate. The 5 men who had spied out the land went inside and took the idol, the ephod, and the household gods, while the priest and the 600 armed men stood at the entrance of the gate. When the 5 men went into Micah's house and took the idol, the ephod, and the household gods, the priest said to them, "What are you doing?" They answered him, "Be quiet. Don't say a word. Come with us and be our father and priest. Isn't it better that you serve a tribe and a clan in Israel as priest rather than just one man's household?" The priest was very pleased. He took the ephod and the household gods and the idol and went along with the people, putting their little children, their livestock, and their possessions in front of them. They turned away and left. When they had gone some distance from Micah's house, the men who lived near Micah were called together and overtook the Danites. As they shouted after them, the Danites turned and said to Micah, "What's the matter with you that you called out your men to fight?" He replied, "You took the gods I made and my priest and went away. What else do I have? How can you ask what's the matter with you?" The Danites answered, "Don't argue with us, or some of the men may get angry and attack you, and you and your family will lose their lives." So the Danites went their way, and Micah, seeing that they were too strong for him, turned around and went back home. From this story, we are able to understand how not to become like Micah, who lost his religion. He put his trust in his household idols, his carved image, and his priest. And when they were taken away, he was sad and brokenhearted because he had nothing. It has been said that a man's God is that for which he will do anything. Today, if you are not careful, your household gods could become your television sets, your computers, fashionable home accessories, example, Buddhas and good luck charms and other symbols so like. But be careful, your God could also become a status symbol like the newest mobile phone or the newest automobile. Whatever is more important than anything else, this is your God. Look after your relationship with God by tending to your prayer life, reading the Word, and most of all, finding and having a personal relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ. He is your priest, and he will never leave you or forsake you. God bless you. Pastor Philip.
As clouds in the sky are drifting away, lovely blue reminds me of you. What happened to us just makes it all seem as if what we found is more than a dream. Somehow it's clear we've been here before. This love that we have now blossoms more and more. So glad I found you, so glad you found me, so glad, déjà vu. Look all around, it's all familiar, even the moon and the stars. it'll just cease like a fairy tale. But the two of us, yeah, we know it's for real. Let's not wait,
not wait
this moment in time,
this moment,
for fate has come and blessed us sublime. So glad I found you, so glad you found me, so glad, déjà vu. So glad. No one can explain this phenomenon. No one can explain what has happened again. So glad,
so glad
I found you. So glad
you
found me. So glad, déjà vu, yeah. So glad, so glad,
so glad
I found you. So glad
and
you found me.